Hey everybody, I want to give you a quick example of what I'm looking for on the homeworks. I'm asking for a recording of a section of the Latin, and what I'm looking for there is just you, not necessarily a perfectly correct pronunciation, but just more emphasis and pausing so it sounds like you know what you're saying. So the example I would give is the first four lines of the Metamorphosis should sound something like this. In noa fert animus, mutatas dic reformas corpora. Di coeptis nam vos mutastis et illas adspirata meis prima quab origine mundi ad mea perpetuum deducite tempora carmen. Okay, so again, I'm not judging your pronunciation here. It's more the pausing I'm looking for. That indicates the significant words and the sort of sense breaks. And I'll be able to tell by the way you do that whether or not you understand what the translation is. So you should translate it first, know exactly what it means, and then reflect that in your reading. When it comes to the word analysis, I'm asking you to pick some key words. And from this passage, I just did some examples which are posted on the Moodle site. I chose actually two words from the first line, noa, which means new, and I'm asking you to give me the location in Lewis and Short where that word occurs. So for noa, I found two possibilities, new and strange, or both of which would work and maybe are both active. So nous meaning new is Lewis and Short 1a and strange is 1b. These are just different meanings. They're both present. And my analysis is just to say that this is the first significant word after in, which doesn't really matter, and it's separated a long way from the word that it modifies, which is corpora, in line two, and that gives it emphasis. So the upshot to me is that what he has to say will be new or strange, which is exciting. All right, so I chose that word because it seemed to me interesting. There's a lot of discretion and really, you know, this is your view of what's significant about what's going on. So don't feel like it has to be the right or wrong answer. Just make a case. Second word that I chose was mutatas. That's in the first line, and that means changed. Lewis and Short, muto. It's Roman numeral 2, section A, 1. And that goes with formas and also in line one. The whole poem is about change, so it makes sense to foreground this word in the first line. Mutatas formas is pretty much a Latin translation of this Greek title, metamorphoses, transformations. So it seems really, you know, natural to have that in the first line too. The third word I chose was adspirata from line three. That comes from the verb aspiro, and it's listed in Lewis and Short under aspiro, not with a D, just aspiro, and it can be spelled either way. And it means to be favorable to favor, to assist, plus dative. And Lewis and Short tell you that this is the figure is taken from the fair breeze, if the breeze is like blowing on you, if you're on a boat or something, it's favorable. So that's Lewis and Short, aspiro, Roman numeral 1, letter A, 2, and it governs coeptis, meaning coeptis meis, meaning the work I have begun. So inspire the work I have begun. Ovid is calling on the gods to favor his enterprise. So I think aspirata is a key word. It's emphasized as being first in its line, and it's imperative looking back to D in line two. So maybe the tone is confident there. It's like, come on, gods, you know, help me out here. And so I think there's a certain confidence in that. At least that's how I read it. All right, last one I chose was from line four, perpetuum, and that means continuous, unbroken, or uninterrupted. And that's Lewis and Short, perpetuus 1a. Ovid seems to be saying here that his song will be continuous and extend all the way up from the origin of the world. That's prima quab origine mundi in line three, up to his very own time, ad mea tempora in line four. So this is extremely ambitious, right? It's got the entirety of human history in some sense. Also, if you've read the Metamorphoses, you know that it's loosely organized with one story after another in a continuous stream. So perpetuum may be giving us a heads up about the sort of structure or lack thereof of the poem as a whole. All right, so again, there's a lots of leeway here. You just pick the words that seem interesting or important, find the exact locations of Lewis and Short, and briefly tell why you think it's, why Ovid might have chosen that or chosen to emphasize that word, or what you think it's why you think it's significant. All right, thanks a lot. Good luck. Let me know if you have any questions.